And good evening, and welcome once again to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. I am your host for this evening, Pastor Deji. I am joined with my co-host, I'm also joined in the studio by my co-host today, Lilia. The wonderful, delectable, laughing fool, Lillian. Yes, yeah, that's a Dejiism. Look it up.
Dejiism, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's a Dejiism. listen, if this is your first time on Being Mindful, Being Mindful is our radio show on PHBC Radio, where we explore issues pertaining to our quality of life as Christians. So we deal with issues like family, finance, faith, politics, people, music, all of it.
Fashion. You know, we have to do something on fashion.
I think we should do something. We haven't done anything on fashion.
No.
Being Mindful has been running more or less for about 4 years now. We haven't done anything on fashion. Yeah, okay. That's a hey. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fashion coming soon. Watch this space. Great to have you here. Listen, what we do, it's a discussion show. We explore issues, we discuss, we debate even. But we'd like you to join in as well. We'd love to hear your comments, your questions, your contributions to our discussion topic. We'll get to that in a moment. And if you do want to join in, the easiest way to do so is just whatever device you're listening or joining the show right now, providing you're listening live, you tap on the button that says contact the studio and your message comes directly to us here. You can do it on the PHBC Radio app, the PHBC Church app, or even on the PHBC website. Alternatively, if you're on social media using the tag, if you find us using PHBC London, that's on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook, and then just send us a direct message, a DM from there, and your message will also come to us here in the studio. So let's get to it.
Yes.
As we love to do, as we always do, every show, we check in with one another just to see, you know, what's up, what up, wagwan, and all of that. And so I'm going to start with you, Lillian. Lillian,
yes,
what's
sir.
On your mind?
What's on my mind is, a few things. But one poignant is, you know, the number of times we have tried to bring this message forth, you know. Audience, listeners, if you knew, if only you knew, the opposition to get this message out to you all, it's been really, really interesting.
It has, hasn't it?
It's been interesting. So, you know, when there's lots of opposition, we know that God has his hand in this and that he has something to say on this, and the enemy's not going to like it, but hey, who cares?
Yes.
So, I'm just glad that, you know, all is working and we're here to deliver the message today. However, what's on my mind is Emma Dell is back. Back into its regular slot. And if you're wondering, what is she talking about? Okay. Emma Dell is a wonderful soap, award-winning soap, should I say. Award-winning soap opera on ITV. And it's been missing. Yes, for those of you Emma Dell fans. Because of the Euro football. You know, how dare they take over ITV, kick Emma Dell off. I don't care about Coronation Street, but kick Emma Dell off. And then in one of the weeks, they only gave us one day to watch Emma Dell. Emma Dell is on Monday through to Friday.
Okay? Yeah, but hold on.
7:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. But except Thursdays, which is 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., right? And only gave us one withdrawal symptoms. Serious just withdrawal
fact,
symptoms.
I'm actually blown away. The fact that you know the schedule like that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Pastor. I'm telling you. And then go to ITV Plus One, and then you can watch it again an hour later. Yes, or half an hour later. Depends on, you know.
Gosh.
Yes. And sometimes I do. I watch the replay. I'm sorry, that's sad. No.
I mean, I was thinking about the earlier on today, just you're saying that, I was thinking about the theme tune to Emmerdale.
It's Emmerdale.
Emmerdale
is the modern. It's a modern.
So it used to be called Emmerdale Farm.
Used to be called
Emmerdale Farm. And then it reinvented.
They remodernized it.
How long have you been watching Emmerdale?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, when I was young, I used to watch it when it was Emmerdale Farm. And I can't remember the old characters then. But it was like, you know, rah, rah, you know. That.
What was that? Do that again.
No, that's not a good accent. That's not a good farm accent. Sorry.
Who are?
Yeah. It was that type of accent.
That was a really rubbish impression.
It was. Sorry. But now it's like, you know, you've got some northern accents and you've got some southern accents mixed as well. So, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, and a mixture of ages as well, which is good.
I can't say I've never watched Emmerdale because I invariably have done. I would have done. I know I have. Mm. But I've never watched a whole episode, a single whole episode of Emmerdale.
You have to. Yeah, because once you watch it, you know, you want to watch the next one. You want to watch the next episode and, you know.
But how can it be on 5 days a week? It's not news.
Yes, quite easily. Because us fans have demanded it and they've listened to us. You see?
Mm-hmm. How often is EastEnders on?
Don't ask me. I don't watch that anymore.
How?
That one, no, I don't
the look on your face.
No,
you know?
No.
The only thing you didn't say was I rejected in the name of Jesus. Okay, how often is Coronation Street on?
They're copying Emmerdale, and they're on 5 days.
5 days
a week.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
After Emmerdale, but you know, yeah. Not as good as Emmerdale, but yeah.
Gosh.
Coronation Street is there.
I'm quite fascinated by this. I'm quite...
So, Pastor, I challenge you to set aside a week, you hear this, listeners, 1 week to watch Emmerdale. And I'm telling you, by the end of that week, you'll be converted.
I do not.
You'll be born again.
I do. Wow. I don't know that I, like I said, I've even all the years, over 40 years of knowing about Emmerdale Farm, But I've never watched one whole episode.
I'm inviting you to not only just watch one, but watch five.
That just sounds like punishment.
A feast.
What is my sin? I'll think about it.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Pastor, what is on your mind?
Oh, my days. Other than the punishment of going to sit and watch five episodes of Emmerdale right now.
You'll love it, I'm telling you.
Okay. All right. Two things on my mind.
Uh-huh.
Number one, last week's elections.
Mm.
Okay. You know, last week's general elections. By now, we all know change is here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Change is here. And it doesn't matter who you voted for. It doesn't matter what's happening right now, which ministers are now in or are going to be leaving. You know, obviously the news machine is buzzing right now. The analysis, the post, you know, post-election analysis, the this and the that and the other thing. You know, we now have the cabinet reshuffle. You know, who's going to be, you know, what's the government going to look like going forward?
Yeah.
And for me, as much as all of that's happening, central for me as a Christian is asking, Lord, what are you doing?
Yes.
Lord, we're so, I mean, obviously, you know, remember, it's easy to say, oh, doubting Thomas, you know, and Jesus said, blessed are they who have believed, you know, before they've seen kind of thing, and great. But aren't we like Thomas?
Yes.
We like to see.
Yeah.
You know, we I need the evidence. Let me see it. Let me see it. And sometimes what God does begin. Well, usually what God does begins in the unseen, you know, it begins in the spiritual realm. And so the question, the challenge for Christians is, what's God doing in the unseen? What's he doing in the spiritual realm? And can you answer that question without politicizing it, without making it about your political party, about your prime minister? Can you answer what's God doing in this country, you know, without bringing that? And so, and I think it's really important. It's
interesting.
That, you know, scripture says, 2 Corinthians 4:18, we look to the things that are unseen, because there's things that are seen are temporary, and the things that are unseen are eternal. So my question in this time, in this moment where the world, well, where the UK, like, we're not the only ones in election, this is really election year this year, Ghana elections, India elections,
America.
UK, USA, like,
that's what that one.
You know,
fire. Hey,
you think we have problems in the UK?
Exactly.
You know, but let's call it what it is. I mean, you know, South Africa problems, India problems, you know, UK problems, you know, the Scottish government right now. Yeah. What's happening there? You know, and so, what's God doing? Where's God? There's a lot of focus on the seen, and I'm asking, what are we discerning in the unseen? Yeah. So that's the first big thing on my mind. The second thing on my mind, also to do with seeing, not so big, quite trivial actually, is I haven't seen a lot of flies this summer so far. I mean, you know, we're still at the beginning of July.
Yeah.
But we had a barbecue in our garden. It's a small barbecue, a couple of friends around in the garden a couple of weekends ago. And I remember thinking, you know, we got this, I don't know what you'd call them. I saw it on, I attended an event and I saw some people had them. So I went on Amazon, I bought it. It looks like a flower and it spins. It's got these spinny arms.
Oh, okay.
And you put it near the food and flies don't, because they see the spinning arms and they don't want to fly in that region.
What?
Yes. And I thought, oh, right, great. And we bought them. And then I remember the instructions saying, oh, you can plug it in, USB charger thing, or put a battery in. I thought, oh, I'll just plug it into charge. So I plugged it into charge and we brought it out and I realized, no. It doesn't charge. You need a battery. You either plug it directly or you need a battery. Anyways, so I thought, oh, I haven't got any batteries. I'm just going to leave it. But we didn't have any flies.
Wow.
And when I say we didn't have any flies, I mean not one.
Not one visited the barbecue.
So even in the house, we're in July. Typically the windows are open, the doors are open. There'll be flies, you know, trying to make their way and find stuff. We just haven't had the flies.
It's true. Thinking about it, I've only seen, ever had one fly over this since it's coming to spring, summer. Yeah. Whereas, like you say, even with the heat, you would, as soon as you open the door, that's it.
Yeah.
They're in, out, in, and you're like, who invited you? You know? Coming with their entourage sometimes.
Yes.
Anyway, I won't say what I say, but anyway. but yes, that's true. And I remember one time I watched on, I think it was BBC One, and they were talking about the change in the ecosystem. And apparently, this is a change from flies. There is a certain type of wasp, and I can't remember the name of the wasp. Was it a wasp? No, hornet.
Oh, ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Apparently, these hornets that are coming from abroad,
they are
eating the British wasps.
They are, correct.
And the way that they showed it, I felt so sorry for the wasps. It was sad.
Yes, yes.
You know, the hornets are just eating the wasps.
Hornets are bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
They are absolute bad news. They are very, very vicious
they
insects.
They are, yeah.
And they eat other insects.
Yeah.
They hunt them and eat them.
Exactly.
And they are just, if you ever find hornets in your garden, don't try and spray it.
Really?
Do not spray it.
Wow.
You need to make a phone call and get an expert in.
Oh.
Because they, yes. They are bad news.
Oh my goodness.
All the way bad news. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So, listeners, what's on your mind?
Maybe the hornets are eating the flies then.
Okay, but that, I don't know if that would be better.
No,
I'd rather have flies than hornets.
Yeah.
I really would.
From what you said, oh my goodness.
Listeners, have you got hornets? Have you got flies? What have you got? What's on your mind? Listen, we're going to get to the main topic now because it's not about hornets and flies. We will get to the main topic in just a moment. Actually, do you know what? Let's listen to music. Let's get some music. This song is by Chandler Moore. And those of you who may know Chandler Moore, he is an American singer, songwriter, musician. He plays guitar. He plays piano and he sings. He's a worship leader. He's part of the Maverick City Music Collective. And this is his latest track. I've got it on loop. I've got it on repeat at home. Yeah, for the last week. It came out 3 weeks ago, and we've been playing it ever since. It is Chandler Moore with Lead Me On. That phrase, it's not me I'm leaning on. Would you lead me on? It's what a prayer, what a song, it's a hymn, more or less, sung unto the Lord. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, where we discuss issues relating to our quality of life as Christians. We're about to get on to today's topic. We want to encourage you to join in the conversation. You can do so using the PHBC Radio app, mm-hmm. or the PHBC Church app. If you tap on the button to contact the studio, or you can send us a DM, a direct message, using on our social media handles, whether that's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. If you connect with our account, PHBC London, you can send a direct message to us and we will pick that up. So Lillian,
yes, sir.
What are we discussing today?
So today we are discussing the New Age movement. Should Christians seek mediums, psychics, tarot card readers, and the horoscope about their life and future? Very interesting. So perhaps you have heard of the New Age movement. Maybe you haven't, you know. Let us know. And, you know, is it like, no, that's all the devil, I'm running far away from that? Or have you yourself explored it? Pastor Deji, have you explored any of that?
Have I explored any of this?
Yes.
Wow. Yes, I actually have.
Dun, 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 dun.
Shock horror. Dun, dun, dun. I have, actually. I think, you know, certainly in my younger days, I did. I was on a quest. I was on a quest for more. I was on a quest for... I didn't realize it was God I was searching for. I didn't realize I was searching for God, but I was searching. I was searching for answers. I was searching for direction. I was searching for anyone, anything that could help me. I was searching for assistance. As I said, I didn't realize it was God. So back then, I would I'd read the horoscope. You know, I would. Yeah, I would.
Horror.
I would.
Yeah.
Horoscope. Horoscope. I did, and it was something that I felt then. I thought was of benefit to me. Never had a tarot reading. Never had a tarot reading, but definitely had a horoscope. Did I ever see a fortune teller? I think at a fun fair. You know, you go to the fun fairs and you know, all of that. So I think at a fun fair, I have spoken to someone who said, you know, oh, you're going to meet someone who's going to make you happy. I'm like, wow, thank you, you know. And then the next day I bought ice cream. The ice cream seller made me happy. you know, hey, it's always like that. You know, someone in your life is a source of joy.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, I didn't know that. Thank you so much. How much do I owe you? Okay. Again, I'm not saying there isn't any, we'll talk about that a little bit later on, I guess. There isn't any power in these things. The question is, you know, anyway, we'll go into that. So have I done it? Yes. Horoscopes used to be my thing for a season.
Okay. Do you know your horoscope sign, or what they call it, zodiac sign? Or
the zodiac sign? I can't remember.
Well, it's not essential, Pastor.
Yeah, anyway. I can't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. Zodiac sign. That's what it was called. That's what it was called. Oh yeah, I can't remember what it was. Anyways, but it'd be in the newspaper, didn't it?
Yeah,
it was always in the newspaper. So always used to pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So back then, I found Jesus. So I don't need that. Don't need that no more.
So was it a clear cut? You know, when you found Jesus, that, you know, like, say, like, tomorrow you found Jesus, but today you were reading your horoscope, and then tomorrow you found Jesus, and it was like, I don't need the horoscope.
Through the newspaper.
Yeah.
No. Okay. It wasn't. It was a process. It was also a process of understanding and learning. It was a process of recognizing, you know, just because what someone says may be true doesn't mean you listen to that person. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I mean? Mm. Where are you? You know, the question is, let me ask this question. Would you rather have, you know, a 3-course meal from you know, breakfast with Jesus, or a 3-course meal with the desert, with the devil?
No.
do you understand?
Let's have breakfast with Jesus.
Aha. Mm-hmm. And it's that sort of thing. Mm. You make up your mind. So I came into that place of understanding that, no, I don't think I want to do that anymore. Mm. I can't be doing that. But I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about the whys and the wherefores. And yeah. But what about you? Have you ever, you know, you had your fortune? You ever been to see a fortune teller? You know, tarot reading, Ouija board. I mean, you know, have you done any of this at all?
Similar to you, Pastor, horoscope reading. You know, me and my siblings, the newspaper was there. You know, and used to have the column, and we used to go to our relevant zodiac sign and then read, and used to think, oh gosh, yeah, that's what's going to happen today. But I realize now that, you know, you can read that at any time, and, you know, does that thing still happen in that day? You know, if you read it at night, say, for example, is it still relevant?
Sometimes they will publish these things a month in advance.
Now I'm finding out, yes. and we used to, at the beginning of the year, and this is what used to fascinate me, at the beginning of the year, January, and like you, Pastor, you know, we were searching as well. Spiritually, we were searching. And I think that's just in our human nature, because we're spiritual beings anyway. So we used to buy the books, the horoscope books, every year, and, you know, be a horoscope for, I don't know, 1999 or something like that. And then you'd read from it from January through to December. And it would cover everything, your health, marriage, career, finances, everything. And then you think, oh, okay, so that's going to happen in December. That's going to happen in November. By the time you even reach the end of January, you've forgotten what was in the book.
Exactly.
And then trying to read it every month, you know. And especially I would get discouraged, you know, because I'd be like, yeah, but that's, you know, what they said there, that hasn't happened to me, you know. And, you know, so I was like, yeah, it doesn't really work. And especially then when I would see them on television, like on certain programs, they would get the zodiac person in, or the psychic in, and to read your horoscopes and things like that. And
Russell Grant.
Yes, Russell Grant was a well-known one. Mystic Meg was another. And there were a few others as well. And, you know, you'd be like, yeah, but I don't think he's really, what he's saying is relevant to me. It just didn't, there was no connection, you know.
Let me tell you my issue. I'm not trying to say somebody shouldn't, you know, have their business and what? And sell their product. You know, I'm not trying to say, yeah, hey, if that's your art, if that's your craft, you hone it, you sell it, that's fine. Entertain us, you know, shock us, whatever it may be. Hey, it is what it is, right? Now, Mystic Meg used to come on every Saturday evening. Mm. This woman had a deal with, was it BBC or ITV or whoever it was, that was doing the national lottery.
Mystic Meg
would come up and she'd say, I see a ball and it is round. Don't know what other kind of balls there are. And, you know, it's a blue one. And I see a round number with a 9. And I see a this and I see a that. And she would, you know, she would predict, as it were, the or not, because obviously you can't, I think there's a cutoff time. You have to buy your tickets up to a cutoff time.
Yeah.
And then just before they draw, she would come up and she would call what was going to happen. I ain't got a problem with that. And people believed her. Okay, fine. And they paid her good money. This woman, until her death, you know, they paid her decent money. Okay, I ain't got a problem with that. But here's my question. If she knew what the numbers were, surely she should have been cleaning up every week.
Maybe she was one of the winners and they didn't announce her.
She wouldn't have needed that job. Trust me.
But you know, like how lottery, sorry, this is slightly off topic. Lottery winners win and they still keep their jobs, isn't it? So maybe she won and she still carried on, you know.
A lot of them win and just as quickly as it came, it goes.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lady in California who did it, who won it twice.
Wow.
She won the super jackpot twice, which is, I think, the something like one in whatever it is, trillion, you know, chance that you would win that super jackpot twice.
Wow.
And she won it. You know, people, that's a once in a lifetime occurrence, and for her it happened twice.
Wow.
Today, as I'm talking to you, she lives in a camper van.
Oh my goodness.
She lost all of the first one, won again, lost all of the second one.
Mm.
Which is anyways. Yeah. So
horoscopes are read. Ouija board you mentioned. Wow, at school. I remember one of the girls at school would bring in her I don't know if it was her aunt's or her mum's Ouija board, and she'd come with the glass, and then we'd sit around the table, and then she's moving the glass, or she said she wasn't moving it, but I could see, you know, when you press your finger on something, the colour of your fingernail changes, I thought, no. And then I remember one time the glass toppled over and they were all screaming and running away, and I was like, whatever. But anyway, so I was not bought into that, and I just thought, yeah, it didn't give me a good feeling anyway. It wasn't something that I didn't go any further. But yeah, psychics, mediums, them type of people, especially at fun fairs, they just look weird to me. So I would give them a wide berth. And
well, there are even machines that can do it now. You come and you touch a machine at a fun fair. You hold on to this metal bar.
AI?
Well, it's not even. It's not. Trust me, it's not AI. It's been in existence for about 40 years.
Wow.
You hold on to this thing and you put your 50p coin in, and it goes and it prints out your fortune. I'm like, wow, really, wow. You know, wow. Yeah.
But what about fortune cookies? Have you ever been to certain restaurants where they've served you fortune cookies at the end?
Yes.
And then you've broke the fortune cookie.
Yes.
And then it's, you know, has that happened? And has what was written on there, has that come to pass in your life?
Oh, the only thing that came to pass for me was the cookie itself. I'm eating that thing. I paid for it. I'm just letting you know. I paid for the fortune cookie, so I'm eating it. I eat it. You know, the thing that falls out of the fortune cookie, I treat that in my mind. As you know, as you were saying that, the picture that came to mind was a Christmas cracker joke.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember Christmas cracker jokes because it's something written on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Same thing with fortune cookie fortunes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Give me the cookie. I'm eating that thing. Yeah. So that's what I'm there for. The only thing I can remember is eating the cookies. You know, invariably I'll have looked at it and I go, oh my goodness, look, you know, I'm going to meet someone tall, dark and handsome, you know.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're bumping into the waiter and you're like, on the way out of the restaurant.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do we define this stuff? Do you know what? Before we do that.
Yes.
Let's take another track.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about, you know, what do these things mean?
Mm.
What is having your fortune read? What is tarot reading? When we talk about these things, what are we referring to?
Yeah.
And then I suppose we can take it a little bit from there.
Yes.
How does that sound?
Sounds perfect.
Let's do some music. Now, this song is a song that many people know. It was written, it came out in 2021, so post-lockdown.
Mm.
You know, I think around that season, there was a lot of chat, there was a lot of negativity globally.
Mm.
You know, we're just coming out of, just coming on the tail end of the major pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, this is 2021. Coming out of the pandemic, people were seeing the death, the numbers of deaths were still very high.
Mm-hmm.
Negativity was, you know, abounded. And this lady, I think, you know, just I think who was it that said life and death are in the power of the tongue? That was Jesus, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and she, I think, as inspired by that scripture and a number of others, started to think about how we confess.
Mm-hmm.
We must confess, and the central part of our confession as Christians is Jesus.
Mm.
So in 2021, she wrote the song "I Speak Jesus," and today it's a cover version by someone who is a singer, worship leader, and he's one of the main voices of Bethany Music. So here is Nick Day with I speak Jesus.
Jesus, over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. So I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and now is freedom. I speak Jesus, your name is power, your name is healing, your name is love. Every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. Soul held captive by depression, I'll speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows. Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, all for every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. The shadows burn like a fire.
I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. Shout Jesus on the mountain. Jesus in the streets. Jesus over every enemy.
Amen.
And certainly as Christians, whatever it is we're facing, wherever we are on our journey, we should be speaking Jesus, confessing Jesus into our very situations and circumstances. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, where we are exploring the issue around New Age movement, tarot readings, horoscopes, fortune telling, and the likes. What's your comment? What's your opinion? What's your perspective? What's your experience? Have you had your fortune read? Have you, or have perhaps you've been a fortune teller?
Who knows?
That's a possibility. You never know. Do get in touch. You can reach us using the Contact the Studio button on the PHBC Radio app, or on the PHBC Church app. You can also reach us using social media if you go to our account at PHBC London on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So we've been talking about tarots and horoscopes and what they are, etc. No, whether we've done it, you know, who's dabbled in this. Lillian, I mean, what? How would we define this stuff? How do we define this?
Well, yeah, because it all comes under what is known as the New Age movement. Okay. And from one source that I was doing some research on, it says it's New Age is a collection of unconventional spiritual and therapeutic practices influenced by Buddhism, Taoism, psychology, paganism, and more. So I don't know what the more is. The movement encourages individual choice in spiritual beliefs and practices, emphasizing self-improvement, personal empowerment, and again more.
Again, you know, as you were reading out those descriptions, twice you used, or was it three, you talked about spiritual, and I think this whole thing about being spiritual, people will often say, you know, spirit, and I am spiritual. That is actually not categorically not the same as the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity, you know, because there are spiritual things, spiritual realms in which we exist and operate. There are things happening around us in the spirit realm. There are spirits, but they're separate and distinct from the Holy Spirit. And so I just wanted to just throw that in there. Throw that in there from the jump, because oftentimes when the world is talking about spiritual and being spiritual and things of the of spirit, the world isn't talking about the same spirit we're talking about. You know, it's just popular. It's a neo. It's a new. It's a pseudo. You know, a fake, an alternative way of speaking that, speaking into that. Because obviously the recognition, particularly through faiths like Christianity, the recognition that we are spirit beings. A lot of people wanted to capitalize on that. You know, I'm spiritual, but I'm not a Christian. I'm spiritual, but I don't believe in this thing, that, or the other. And it's a way of saying, well, I am. I'm like you. I'm spiritual. No, you're not like
me. It's all the same.
It's the language. You are not like me. If you're talking about spirit, you're not talking about the Holy Spirit. Particularly because if this word spirit you're writing is lowercase s, then you're talking about those spirits. You're talking about the human spirit. You're talking about the other things that are banging around and bandying around the place. You're not.
But
talking
Pastor, about, what about if, say, like you've got, you know, children in the Lord, okay, or you know, you've walked alongside someone who you perhaps have mentored, who is younger than you. And, you know, I mean, I tend to say it's my spiritual daughter, my spiritual son. Is that controversial in terms of saying the spiritual word then?
Yeah. So what we're saying there is almost the same, almost the same. We're bringing it into context of a spiritual. When we say, oh, this is my spiritual son or my spiritual daughter, what we're saying is it's not a biological connection. It is a connection in the spirit realm. Obviously, there will need to be a little bit of a connection, of clarification or definition as to by what do we mean by spiritual. As Christians, we say that, you know, as, you know, par for the course. It's what we say as part of our everyday and regular language as, oh, this is my spiritual son, this is my spiritual sister. Because as Christians, we recognize that we're talking about the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity. But other people can also use that phrase, my spiritual, just like, this is my, God said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. What did he mean by son? You know, again, it depends on the context. So let's put things in their particular context, in their proper context. So I think as Christians, there's nothing wrong with saying that. in the context of what we're describing. So my own mum, my spiritual mum, you know, will be here. She'll be here in the UK. Yes. In what are we talking? 2 weeks or so.
Really?
Yes.
We get to meet her.
You will get to meet her. She's going to be with us for a few weeks. Might even get her on the show. You know, might even get her on the show. We'll see.
Yes. Mummy, what do we call her? Mummy DJ? No. What do we call her? Mummy Iorindi?
I call her mum. Nobody else calls her mum. The children call her Nona.
Oh.
You know, yes, the grandma name. They call her Nona. Oh. So I call her mum. I don't call a lot of people mum.
Oh.
It's just a thing. It's just a personal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I call her mum. People call her sister Phyllis. Her name is Phyllis.
Okay.
You know, so people call her sister Phyllis, Mama Phyllis. Sumi and I, we refer to her as Mama Phyllis.
Uh-huh.
So even in my phone, she's saved as Mama Phyllis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so externally, I refer to her as Mama Phyllis, but her name is Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's easy like Sunday morning. She's cool with that. So just be free around her. Yes, yes. So she is my spiritual mum, as it were. But again, within the context, it's important to clarify the context in answer to your question.
That's a good clarification because, you know, we may have some listeners listening and they're like, oh, you know what? Well, I do read horoscopes still.
Mm.
And yes, I'm very much into spirituality, but I'm also a Christian as well. And they tend to mix everything together.
Yeah.
So it's good in terms of what you're saying is to clarify, you know, how we're using that word spiritual, particularly for us Christians, because otherwise, you know, you might be speaking to someone who is not a Christian and, you know, they think, oh, yeah, like you said, we're the same, you know. No.
Our survey says
exactly.
You know, on this topic, you may know that Sumi and I used to run a counseling practice. It was Sumi's idea, her dream, her vision, and I came on board, and we partnered together and set up Hope Up Practice. You know, psychotherapy, counseling. You know, our background, and it's what we were doing. Hope Up Practice existed. However, within counseling, within psychotherapy, there are some schools of thought and practice that have started to move in that direction, exploring spirituality. You know, some of the things that were being said around, I mean, we had a show where we talked about yoga and the like, you know. So some of the things, some of the practices that were pulling from ancient mysticism and ancient, you know, ancient Eastern, you know, spiritual practice. And we were like, no, we don't want to get into that. So there are some schools of thought around that stuff that we felt personally uncomfortable with, and we felt in good faith, in good conscience, as Christians, we couldn't subscribe to these. And that was part of the rationale behind why we shut down the practice.
Okay.
It was, part of, I mean, there are, and don't get me wrong, there's Christian counseling, and there are ways to then take counseling thought and practice and ground that in scripture. And then that then becomes a really powerful tool for helping and guiding people. So there are ways to do that. But for us, we didn't feel it was, we should go in that direction. So we shut it down. So I think that you're absolutely right. There are strands of psychology that pull into this mysticism and spirituality and all of this. But I think that fundamentally, when you're looking at tarot reading, when you're looking at what else, fortune telling, horoscopes, it speaks to the human curiosity.
Psychic, mediumism as well.
We want to know.
Yeah, because, you know, again, we're searching, aren't we? And people are interested, they're intrigued about their future. So you would probably find yourself going to someone like a medium. And the dictionary term for a medium is a person through whom, get this, through whom the spirits of the dead are alleged to be able to contact the living.
There we go.
Because, you know, I see it quite often, you know, that people will, you know, they've lost a loved one and they're sad.
Yeah.
And they're like, are they okay? Where are they? You know, they've gone to the other side. Are they safe? And, you know, so people may feel tempted, even Christians may feel tempted to search out these things and say, you know, even though they're praying and saying, Lord, you know, has my loved one, you know, are they okay? But, you know, they might be tempted to say, you know what? just do it this once, you know, God will forgive me, cover myself in the blood. And then the next thing you're going under some tent and curtains.
Yes, at night in the bush.
Even now, well, hold on a minute. Technology, AI, you know, you can go online, you can do this 24 hour, whatever. And then the next thing you signed up to something that, you know, you'll get caught up in, and the woman will be telling you, woman or man, will be telling you about certain things which are absolutely false.
You know, just talking about mediums just now, and this person who is the intermediary, the intercession, the intercessor between dead and living.
Living and the dead, yes.
Let me say, I want to speak to something, and I know this is a little bit controversial. A lot of people think, oh, pastor, don't talk like that. But you know, my theology and how things work around the dead. Mm-hmm. My mother died. I've spoken about her death publicly. Many people know this. She died many, many years ago. She raised us as her children. And so her death was huge. It was absolutely life-changing. It was devastating.
Can you imagine?
And you know what? She's dead. Okay, she's gone. It's okay. There are people that will say, oh yeah, I know mum's with me in the room, or she's looking at me right now, and all of those things. Let me tell you how my theology sits, okay? My theology sits like this. You're either living or you're dead. Mm-hmm. You're either here or you're not. Hold on. You're either in heaven or you're not. Mm-hmm. You can't be in heaven and on earth at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's only God that dwells in multiple spaces, that's omnipresent. Mm-hmm. Even Satan is not omnipresent.
No way.
Satan can
tries
only
to act like.
Yeah. He sends his boys, he sends his demons, sends his spirits. Mm-hmm. Hey. Mm-hmm. But he can only occupy one space at a time. Mm. God can occupy all spaces at all times.
Mm.
Right. So if your loved one's in the room with you, I promise you, I guarantee you, they are not in heaven.
So what is that then? Is it ghosts?
Again, you know, I think we've talked about ghosts on this show.
Yeah.
And I was the guy that went into the houses and said, where's the ghost? And came back out, and they all thought I was going to, you know, disappear forever. Your loved one cannot be in heaven and with you at the same time. If they're with you, they're not in heaven. Simple as that. Literally as simple as that. They never made it to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And heaven hasn't got a revolving door. You just, you know, you get an exit slip and you pop out for the day, go visit them in Mitcham and pop back. You know, I'm just going to go say hello to my son, Deji.
Visit them.
How are you, son? I'm looking down over you right now. Why would she look down over me? You know, so my theology doesn't lend to that school of thought that some, you know, loved one is looking over me, because you can't be in heaven and see me on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way. If you're in heaven, your singular primary focus is God.
Mm.
You know, if you're on earth, well, fair enough.
Mm.
You know, if they're with you, I'm telling you, they're on heaven.
But you know, a scripture's just come to mind. I can't remember where it was, but I remember. Oh, it was when Abraham was, it was about Abraham and the slave,
mm-hmm.
yeah, where the veil was, you know, heaven was parted, mm-hmm. and, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. Abraham was communicating to the slave, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Christians tend to hold on to that.
Yes.
As like, well,
yes.
if that could happen then,
yes.
then, you know, maybe that's what's happening. I can communicate with my loved one through that veil, you know, of heaven. And so they are always with me. What would you say to that, Pastor?
What I would say to that, it's a bit like saying, you know what, there was a situation in Scripture where somebody had been dead for 3 days and they woke up again and they walked out.
Mm-hmm.
There are particular things that happen, and they are one-offs in Scripture. And there are things that happen and you see them regularly. You know, Abraham is Abraham is a significant character in Scripture is a major, it's a gigantic understatement. You know, Abraham is a central character of faith, you know, whether it be Christian, Jew, Muslim, you know, Abraham is a central character for billions on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So something that happened with and for and through Abraham, you're going to equate that to something that happens to every Tom, Dick and Harriet? I don't think so. You know, the other guy who told his son to carry some wood and they walked up Pollard's Hill and he said he's going to slaughter this child because it happened with Abraham. God's going to send me a goat. Let me tell you something. You are going to end up, at the very least, attempted murder, possibly GBH, possibly even actual murder.
Mm-hmm.
Do not try that. You are not Abraham.
No.
So there are things that happen, particular things that happen for a particular reason, a particular time, with a particular context, in a particular context, with a particular person, a significant person. And there are things that just happened as par for the course. So we look at things like healing. Scripture is replete, it is, you know, full of healings from the Old right through to New Testament. You know, God appearing. Scripture is ram full of that from the Old right through to New Testament. What else? You know, people's lives being converted, old to new. There are things that happen and they happen in and with the masses, and there are things that happen with key individuals at key points. Of course, the God we serve, the God we worship, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And there are things, but however, I make the distinction, and Scripture makes the distinction, between those things that happen as a one-off, from which we can derive a lesson, we can learn where God shows, you know, look what happened on Mount Carmel in the Old Testament, 450 prophets of Baal. Do you understand? Look what happened, you know, Jesus saying to Peter, come, let's walk, and walking on water. The number of pastors that have drowned because they told their congregations they can walk on water. So there are key things that happen in key places that God used as a lesson to show himself, to demonstrate his power. You know, the man that lived in the belly of a great fish. Do you understand? There are key things, and you say, I don't care, let a shark swallow me.
Oh my goodness, I was going to say, don't go and swim in the sea and then enter into a shark's mouth.
You are not coming back. It's as simple as that. You're just not coming back. You know, because your name ain't, I don't care if your father and mother called you Jonah. Do you understand? You know, and I think it's really, really important to make that distinction. So, yeah.
And we also mentioned about tarot cards. You know, I mean, the description research that I'd done said about, it's a set of 22, get this, playing cards. Playing cards, you know, bearing allegorical representations. I don't know what that is. Used used for fortune telling, but allegory is a representation of an abstract or spiritual meaning.
Yes.
So for maybe, you know, children might come across these quite innocently and say, this is a playing card. Let me play with them.
Yes.
You know?
Well, there's a trend towards normalizing these things. We see it in movies. We see it.
Yes.
You know, back in the day, we used to have, I'm talking in the 50s and 60s, Bewitched. Bewitched. And she would wiggle her nose.
Yes.
And she was a witch. And there's, oh my goodness. Looks like she was going to sneeze.
You have to see Pastor Wiggle is nice.
Looked like she was going to sneeze, and then whoosh, next thing, you know, something would happen. And it was comedy. And it's things like that.
Yes.
You know, it's easy when we talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And we're talking about, oh my goodness, look what's on TV. No, no, no. Even your parents were watching Bewitched and used to laugh at the comedy. And it's that sort of stuff that normalizes it. It's easy for us to get up in arms when we see Harry Potter on.
I was going
to
say, that's become normalized.
But this stuff has been around for 50, 60, 70 years and a central part of media. You know, so these are the things that we're dealing with. I mean, I think there's no way we're going to finish this on today's show. We're going to have to come back and talk about the God perspective and the Christian perspective on that, aren't
definitely
we?
Definitely, yes. There's more to come, listeners. So keep you know, tell us, let us know, you know, what are your thoughts, what, you know, from what we've covered today. you know, has your eyes been open, your ears been open? Do your own research as well, please. We encourage you to. So thank you for listening to us today. And those of you who have gotten in touch, continue to get in touch. You know, we'll pick up the messages at the next show. Our next show will be on the 22nd of July.
Correct.
And we'll continue with part two of the New Age movement. Should Christians seek mediums, psychics, tarot card readers, the horoscope about their future and their life? And please do share the show as well with other people you know will benefit from this. So you've been listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. I'm Lillian, and you've been joined with the lovely Pastor Deje. And as we say always, at the end of each show, thank you for listening. Remember to be mindful of yourselves and each other. God bless you.
God bless you.